Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my wild country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Relax, all right? My old man is a television repairman. Got this ultimate set of tools. I can fix it.
With Dusty Fan Man Hera.
I know Kung Fu.
And former pro Cam Cleland.
You ought to spend a little more time dealing with yourself, a little less time worrying about what your brother does.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080.
Pucker up, buttercup.
The Fan.
All right. Wow. Hey, maybe we should become Timbers fans. This guy says the best thing I've seen at a Timbers game is sometimes they have $5 Coors Lights. I take full advantage of that, but still ridiculously expensive. That's not ridiculously expensive. $5 for a beer? I think you'd take that at a stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, we already are part of the Timbers army, because if you want to be, you are.
That's not what I've heard.
That's what we read on the internet.
I know it says that on the website.
Wait, you're telling me the internet lied?
Yeah, I am. I'm telling you that I've had a couple people I know that went to the Timbers Army and got shunned because they didn't know the songs.
Were you here after I had gone? I recently went.
Tell me, how did that go?
It went great.
Did they give you a piece of paper to learn?
There were people literally on the concourse holding little cardstock things like, hey, in case you don't know our songs, these are our chants. This is what we're doing. Grab one. Very welcoming.
See, because if you don't...
That's good to hear, Ryan.
Well,
that's
you have good. To be want to be a part of it. Like, if you're not... if you're sitting in the army and you're just, like, sitting there silently, well, yeah, you probably should be chastised. Like, grab a piece of paper. You know where you're sitting.
Well, and I wasn't sitting with the army. I was sitting next to the army. That's where the seats happen to be. But they seem very inclusive.
Yeah. So I don't know I don't know where you're getting your info from, but it's bad, bro.
Just like you say that there are bad fans, there's probably bad army people.
There's tons of bad of Timbers army people.
I can't believe you didn't know that song. Stand up and sing.
But I'm
put your scarf around your neck and sing.
You stop that. I'm part of the army, bro. Don't come at the army.
It's 87 degrees out.
I've never sat in the army, but I'm in it.
How dare you not have your man bun in?
Did you have a Sounders fan go into the army?
Because I don't even know what the Sounders do, Dusty.
They're the rival.
I know that.
Come on.
I don't know. What do they
do? You need to work on your Timbers army fandom. I don't know. Do they do anything?
No. Do they have like something special that they have?
It's a rivalry.
I know that, but I'm talking about the fans. I don't know what they do.
Yeah, they have their stuff that they sing.
Do they start singing Ole, Ole, Ole again?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Everybody does it.
Everybody does. All right, let's get to it, Ryan Buckley. It's time for our weekend, Would You Rather?
We do have five categories. A little different spin this time around for the last one. Not a sports bonus, but a P1 special.
Ooh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
So your categories are when animals attack.
Animals.
Being Antonio Brown.
Oh.
Prison Break. Florida Man.
Yeah, there we go.
And your P1 special. Okay. Where do we want to start?
I'll just get Antonio Brown out of the way.
Baby.
I have a feeling this might be
feet
being circumcised related.
Something like that.
Foot fetish?
Rex Ryan.
The Ryan family?
Yeah, I wonder how Rexy feels about Antonio.
Probably got really excited at that last Hard Knocks. Him and his wife sat there and be like,
So we've followed the Antonio Brown saga with the feet, the helmet, and now being sued for the chef bill. The question here is, would you rather have Antonio Brown's frostbitten feet for 5 years?
He had some bad bunions also.
Or would you rather have Antonio Brown's $38,000 chef bill for one event?
38,000 chef bill for one event.
Can I afford the 38,000 chef bill?
You're going to have to pay the 38,000. You don't have to do it all at once.
Do I have his money?
I could sell a kidney.
No, you have your money.
I have my money.
You have your money.
I'll take the feet.
5 years of frostbite on the feet.
No, 5 years?
5 years or $38,000?
No. I'm going 38 G's. Mm-mm. That means it was at one hell of a party.
Wait a minute, I have to walk around with frostbite for 5 years?
Yeah, that's what makes it a tough choice.
Cam's upset that this is a hard question.
You give him all the easy ones.
Give me the easy ones.
Yeah, I feel like AB needs to blame his entourage because I bet he didn't even know about this bill.
Oh.
You know what? Actually, on the contrary, I heard. Ooh. Oh, you know, it was.
Au contraire, mon frère.
One of his associates told the chef, you don't even look at Antonio on your way out of the house. He just like.
That's great.
Told him, like, put your eyes down and get out of here.
How dare you should be thankful he's eating your food. Yeah, give me the money.
Antonio Brown sounds insufferable.
Maybe he's good. Oh, well.
You put up with it.
Yeah, they will. He's a Raider. Deal with it.
Cameron, your category?
I'm going to go with the Florida man, please.
Whoop, whoop. Florida man. So this story is one where a man, I believe, was mad at his neighbor. And what he did is he came over and attacked the neighbor with nunchucks and a can of roach spray.
Wow.
He was eventually detained when he accidentally hit himself in the head with the nunchucks and kind of knocked himself out there.
It's an underused weapon.
But the question here, would you rather be attacked with a swinging nunchuck or roach spray to the eyes?
Oh, nunchucks.
Oh,
no
way.
How cool would it be to be known that you got in a fight with nunchucks? Roach spray? Hey, I got kind of, this guy can't have to, unless he was lighting the roach spray on fire because it's highly flammable, then it'd be like a flamethrower. But I'm going to go with nunchucks because just, it's nunchucks.
Dude, nunchucks hurt.
Yeah, but that's still nunchucks.
By the way, I'm looking at this guy's mugshot and his left eye's like swollen shut from hitting himself with the nunchucks.
I'm definitely going with the roach spray to the eyes here. Because it's like getting maced. You wash it out, rinse your eyes out, you'll be okay. Oh. All right, prison break.
This is a story where a Brazilian gang member attempted to...
I love this
story. Did you see this story?
I did see this.
Attempted to break out of jail disguising himself dressed as his teenage daughter.
This is great.
I don't think it worked.
Did not.
My favorite part is that the guy was just going to leave his daughter in prison.
He wore a bra.
If you think about it, if he could pull that off, though, she didn't necessarily, like, would they detain her?
Yes.
Are you sure?
What is she going to do? I don't know why I'm, I don't know where my dad went.
He threatened me.
That's a good point.
You know? And then he leaves the country and is gone. Still, you're aiding and abetting because they're going to assume that you took all the disguises in. She's 19.
Not a minor.
It's Brazilian prison, so, I mean, you could probably be 12 and still go to prison there.
Good point.
So the question here, though, it's a little bit of a tricky one. Would you rather successfully break out of prison in disguise, but then have to take on the identity of that person once you are free?
Do we have a choice of who we get to be?
Whoever you end up getting disguised as. It could be a family member, a guard, I mean, whatever. Just not you. Or... you stay in prison 20 years longer, but when you get out, you get your own life back.
Okay.
So one, you have your freedom as someone else. One, you have your freedom as someone else. Two, you're in there for 20 years, but you get out as yourself.
So I have to be Mrs. Doubtfire for 20 years.
No, you're either free for life as someone else.
You would be a terrifying woman.
What are you talking about? I saw Total Recall and Arnold Schwarzenegger with the big lady.
Three, what?
No, not that one. The one with the head came off and she's freaked out.
Okay, yeah, I remember that one too.
I'm sneaking out. I want to, I don't want to be in there. So I'm sneaking out. Give it to me. I'll take whoever identity you want. You can pick my identity.
No, man, I'm not going to roll the dice with picking up some of those stories that you hear of people that are in prison. You have to roll out and assume their identity. No, I'm good. I'm assuming that my prison stay is going to be pretty short.
You said 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years.
20 years. 20 years,
20 years and you get out as yourself or free immediately, but you're someone else.
I think I could not last in prison. I'm breaking out. I didn't hear the 20 years part.
Yeah, that was the 20 years. Yeah. Pretty significant.
But yeah,
but you get your own life back.
I'm breaking out. No, it's okay. I'll just commit another crime and stealing somebody else's identity that I want to be.
Animals
Dusty
attack.
Taking lives, Hera. Yeah.
Show me some attacking animals.
Yeah, so a recent story to back up a previous story we saw. We saw the buffalo that charged the little girl.
I walked on that same path, by the way, Yellowstone.
Were there buffalo anywhere nearby?
There were not buffalo nearby, but there were moronic people standing within 100 feet of buffalo taking
Too
pictures.
Close.
This is dumb. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
We also got a story this week of the first reported wolf attack at a campsite.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't usually do that. They're pack animals.
A single wolf attacked a family of four while they were sleeping, while they were camping.
As a desperate wolf that is hungry.
Hungry. Yeah.
Or I was thinking maybe a sick wolf. I don't know.
Yeah, that's usually what it is.
But the question here, would you rather defend yourself against a wolf attack in a group of four or defend yourself against a charging bison by yourself?
Bison by myself. See, this one's so simple because wolves are going to nip at you, and then you're going to start running. Yeah. Then they're just going to let you run and run and run and run. And it won't matter because they're going to wear you down for miles and nip at you in pieces. At least the buffalo.
It's one dog, though, with four people.
No, there's always more.
Well, no, he just said it's one dog.
It's you and three others versus one wolf.
Although, all I have to do is trip the slowest and...
So you're sacrificing your teammates. Nice.
You don't trust your own speed. You're going to have to trip somebody else to be the fastest out of there?
That's the goal, is you make sure you just trip the slowest person. You want to live? Bison.
I'm going bison, too, because the bison won't eat you. You know?
Just nudge
that's
you.
That's true.
The dog
just might send you over the ridge 20 feet in the air.
At least it's a quick death.
I've been bucked off. I've been bucked off a horse before. You know? I assume it's kind of the same feeling. Just getting way up in the air. Yeah, I'm going, I'm taking my chances. And plus, you can just zig or zag.
All right, our P1 special. This comes to us from Deal, who sent this in last week. Did not get to include it in last week's Would You Rather because we didn't have a full-blown Would You Rather. But I'm going to explain this while you guys both...
What did you do for last week for Would You Rather?
I ran back an old Would You Rather. I ran back the second ever Buck installment of a Would You Rather.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So first, you guys have a task. Go to 1080 The Fan's Twitter account. I retweeted two photos from Deal that he sent us last week.
Yes.
And just for the people out there who can't see and are listening, the question here is, would you rather have a dryer mounted over your toilet in your bathroom or have your bathtub at the top of the stairs exposed in a hallway?
Is that real?
These are two of the worst looking bathrooms ever. And I'm assuming that these are in Europe somewhere where space is super tight, or New York City.
They're just really poorly designed. But the question is basically, which would you rather have in your home? The bathtub at the top of the stairs or the dryer over your toilet?
I'm going bathtub at the top of the stairs, Bob.
I'm also going bathtub at the top of the stairs because I don't want a 220 plug anywhere near my water where I'm showering.
Yeah. So this...
What is that?
There's also thinking about taking clothes out of the dryer and accidentally just dropping them in the toilet.
Well,
that's extreme. Although, if I do get out of the bathtub very quickly, I will tumble to my death down my stairway.
You guys have not mentioned the worst part about this dryer being above your toilet.
It's above the toilet.
The ways that you are going to die are horrible. You're going to be taking a dump and a dryer is going to fall on top of you.
Hey, just
you
like are going the bison, it'll be quick.
You are going to be in a bathtub and you are going to have a dryer fall on top of you, or you're going to get electrocuted.
By the way, where do you fold your clothes? What if your clothes fall into the toilet? Literally, when you open
that's what Buck said.
It's falling into the toilet.
That's what Buck said.
Yeah, I know. I said
so
it.
So you guys are both taking the bathtub at the top of the
stairs? Bathtub, top of the
stairs. I am too.
I never take a bath, and if I do, I will be telling myself the entire time, don't go out the side.
That is a great question.
Don't go out the side.
When is the last time you took a bath?
Wow, that is a good question.
And a bathhouse does not count.
Wait, what?
This is a tough question.
It was I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been at least 10 years for me.
Is it really?
I think. I've been to a Turkish bath, but you said no bathhouses.
That does sound great.
What happened in there, Buck?
A fantastic massage. Best of
Ryan
my life.
Ryan from the Bay, what happened?
A Turkish...
Did you get loofahed?
I can fully regale.
Did you get loofahed?
buck?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they
yeah.
did.
Loofahs are great.
They give you, they wrap you up in like warm towels like a sultan when it's over with. It is just so fantastic. Mm. It's as comfortable as I've ever been.
Like a sultan?
They, like a sultan. I have a photo of this. You'll see.
I don't want to see your Turkish bathhouse.
Yeah, you do.
Photos, Ryan.
Yeah, you do.
I really,
yeah,
I
do.
Really don't. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. A skin crawling finish to a great weekend, would you rather? Thank you, Ryan Buckley. Next, our P1 Social Q&A. You got questions, we got answers. Dusty and Cam on the Fan. Well, I'm going to go report to HR immediately after the show because Buck forced his Turkish bathhouse photos upon me.
He does look like a sultan.
He did. That was a very good call when he's mm-hmm. when he said they wrapped you like a sultan. All right. Well, we move on from our weekend would you rather to our P1 Social Q&As on Fridays. So text us 55305. Okay, P1 Anthony, good question here. Good answer. Mm. Did you guys have any interesting pregame rituals to get you in, quote, the zone? The zone.
Pre-game rituals.
Yes.
Huh. I'm more of a creature of habit, so that's maybe that if you want to call it a ritual.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Those are all rituals. Your habits are your
my
rituals.
My zone is a hot cold contrast for 1.5 hour. It doesn't. That's not exciting. Nobody likes that. That's not impressive. Like.
But that was it. That got you mentally ready.
Oh, let me just tell you, 5 minutes in cold.
I thought you said you weren't a bath guy.
It's a cold tub. Cold tub, hot, sauna, cold tub. In and out, in and out, in and out. You get out of that, you are ready to rock and roll.
How long in each?
Like I said, 5 and 3. 5 and 3.
5 minutes.
3 in the cold, 5 in the hot. Mm. Back and forth, alternating.
Okay. It's
wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
I know, that doesn't sound very exciting, but yeah.
I listen to bagpipes.
Bagpipes?
Yeah. Don't know why. When I hear bagpipes, I love that sound of bagpipes. So I listen to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it just gets you kind of recentered. It was soothing to me. Pre-game dump makes you feel faster, that text. I know a lot of guys that did that.
Yeah.
You know, get it all out there.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to make sure that all the encumbrances are out. Mm. You want to have any extras.
This is a text. I watched Inglourious Basterds last night, and I'm now on a Tarantino kick. What is your favorite Quentin Tarantino movie? Boy, that's a good question. It's still got to be Pulp Fiction for me.
I've only seen Pulp Fiction once, and that was enough
why?
For me.
What?
It's disturbing.
Well, yeah, so you're not going to be very good on this one because Quentin Tarantino films are all disturbing.
They're all disturbing. Probably...
Reservoir Dogs, you like that?
That was a good movie.
Reservoir Dogs is a really good movie.
Kill Bill's your first Kill Bill.
Yeah. I like Django quite a bit. Django Unchained was really good, yeah. I thought.
Django Unchained made me feel very uncomfortable. Have you seen The Hateful Eight?
I haven't seen that one.
That's also a weird movie. I did not like Groundhouse. Kill Bill's good. Jackie Brown is good.
I've not seen that.
Really?
No, not seen it.
Natural Born Killers? I was right in your...
That's a good one. That's pretty dang good.
Yeah, I'm going to go Pulp Fiction, really though. Pulp Fiction's still number one for me.
Hard not to go from Pulp Fiction.
And then probably Reservoir Dogs, and then Natural Born Killers, and Kill Bill. Wow. Jeez. Okay. We sorted that out.
Yeah, feel good about that.
55305, the Betayu today text line. My wife lost a bet to me and has to make snacks for the first 4 football Sundays of the season. What are the best snacks to serve during football games?
Great question.
1, 2, 3 wings.
Best snack? Well,
see, I took it as him needing us to come up with 4 snacks for 4 Sundays.
No, he just said, what's the best snack? I'm just wings.
See, I'm wings to me is like the main course, but that's a great snack, and that's the top one. Here is my number 2, and it's not even close. Solid, some sort of avocado dip.
okay, along those lines, seven-layer dip.
Seven-layer dip is good.
It's got the guac in there.
But if you're not a bean person, you don't like all the sour cream and the cheese, but if you have a good guac dip, maybe a little maybe a queso on the side, but if you can put a little salsa in there and it's lemon and you put some other things and fresh garlic, some cilantro, and we're talking now, and you can dip anything. And my favorite dipping, cucumbers. Cucumber in that. Does that sound not manly enough for everybody? Probably not.
No.
Probably not. That is my number two go-to. Okay. Natural Born Killers was all over Stone.
Quentin Tarantino wrote that.
Oh.
So.
Take that.
Yeah. Yeah, the story Natural Born Killers. It says here on his IMDb.
Well, it's like take that for data.
It's like Stephen King wrote all the movies, but he didn't direct them.
Yeah. And he wrote Jackie Brown as well. So if you're talking just directing, I mean, I don't know what you want from me. So
here's one. Here we go. P1 Adam comes up with this, and this is good. He says, Better You Today text line, I watched the new Netflix show about steroids called Screwball. If you knew you would make it to the pros in baseball if you took steroids, but knew you wouldn't get caught until your eighth year, would you do it?
Yep.
This is a moral question, is it? Is that considered, and now it's considered cheating in the eyes of public opinion. But
yeah,
so are opiates,
in?
So is alcohol, so are all these other things, performance enhancing, whatever you want to look at. I never took steroids in my life. I'm not gonna condone cheating. Of sorts, but I'm not going to tell somebody that if that's their prerogative, don't do it. I wouldn't take steroids. I would not. I would not. I couldn't consciously sit there and tell you I want to inject a bunch of stuff because I worry about the long-term effect. I'm getting super philosophical with you. But if you want to do that and get it to that, fine. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I don't care what you got to do. Do what you got to do to get to that level. I'm not here to judge.
Whoa, look at this. Mike says that pregame, he would not speak to anyone from wake up until we were on the field. How did you go to school?
Wait a minute. I didn't speak. Is this high school?
I don't know.
Just be quiet.
But that'd make it really tough to have the whole school thing. I mean, if it was college, I guess that would be okay. But I hope you never played a night game because not speaking to anybody would still be hard. And it just made, that would be way too difficult. Way too difficult.
Do you think because this person says, yeah, I've made it through arbitration, so yes, absolutely, I'd take steroids. I bet we would get a majority, like a high majority of people have said that they could make it to the highest level after 8 years, they would take steroids.
Yes,
they would. I think there would be a massively high majority just because of the money factor.
Yeah.
That's it. Sacrifice. Yet all those people are the ones, the outragers are going to say, oh, I can't believe Jose Canseco, Mark McGwire, and Barry Bonds took steroids. Yet you would do it too.
Yeah, they would. I mean, in Mark McGwire, he got popped for Android, you know, which a lot of guys were taking. A lot of guys are taking Android.
Yeah, there's an advertising on the station for it.
No, that's not. It's a different. Not the same thing at all. Androstenedione, wasn't that what it was called?
Whatever.
Androstenedione, I think, was what Mark McGwire was
taking. See, that's another better. He says, I don't care. Give me to the majors. Do what you got to do. Huh? I was offered steroids every single year. I was offered growth hormone. You know how much a growth hormone cycle?
That wasn't illegal, though.
I know that, but it was a $10,000 cycle. Hey, Cam, we got 10 grand. Just give me, we'll send you this stuff in the mail. We'll do all this stuff. Here you go. Do all that. I'm like, no, man. I should have taken it. When I look back on that, I'm like, everybody that I knew that was recovering from injuries was taking growth hormone. Maybe I should have. I don't know.
Was it the same guy that sent it to Peyton Manning's wife?
I don't know. Potentially. Sometimes I think about that. So I go back and I go, if I would have taken that.
Who was the shadiest person you ever came across?
Oh, shadiest?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to cheating physically?
Like... Yeah, just like
I can't say his name.
Well, I'm not talking like a player in the league. Like, was there a guy though that like behind the scenes guy that you were like, this dude, no way. I can't believe so many people trust him. Was there a guy like that? like in locker rooms. He was just around, and you're like, who is this weasel? How is he here? What is he doing?
Are you talking about somebody that was a player?
No.
Or
yeah,
just
sure,
around
maybe.
The program?
Just I'm just talking the shadiest person around where you're like,
okay,
what value do you bring?
Tom Benson, the owner of the of the Saints.
R.I.P.
Had a posse. I don't know if you call this a posse. He had an entourage of all his brothers and family that were just leeches and scammer honors. But he had his own personal assistant that was one of the weirdest dudes I had ever met. Very bizarre. He was his driver. He brought him food all the time. It was very bizarre. Never seen anything like it. It was just, I don't know if it was a...
kind of Burt Cold for Paul Allen. Yeah, like his just right-hand man, his best friend, kind of did everything for him.
This wasn't that kind of relationship.
He was like an employee?
I'm going to go more along the lines of 400 years ago kind of thing.
Oh, a servant?
Yes. It was very odd, very uncomfortable. Didn't understand it.
So it was like a personal butler that he had?
Yes.
A servant?
Yes. Yes.
I'm assuming the man was paid.
I don't know. I think so. Or he was compensated by getting... I don't know. I don't know. It was very awkward. But then he had his brothers around, too, that were just all creepy, and none of them made anything.
Car dealer, though?
He made it. Tom Benson made his own way.
I know.
He came from nothing.
I know, but isn't that what he did, was used cars?
Started with used cars, then he ended up managing and getting his own stuff. Yeah, he made it all the way through.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming you come across some pretty shady people in that line of work as you start at the bottom and work your way up through the top.
It was weird.
But wouldn't you?
Would you hire a personal assistant? Would you?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody that was just around you at all times, that brought you food.
No.
Was your driver?
No, I can get my own
laid
food.
Your clothes out.
No, I wouldn't need a person to do that. But like, if you're talking like a personal assistant to make sure my S is in line, I would love to have that everyday life.
Would you like to Chris Carter and get yourself a fall guy?
Well, yeah, because I mean, when you're getting in trouble, yeah. So. All right, 55305, the Better You Today text line. More of your Q&A next. First is Rye Guy from the Bay with SportsCenter. Okay, so Amazon Prime has taken over a gas station in Santa Monica, California, and police have shut it down after Amazon said gas, 30 cents a gallon. 30 cents a gallon. Gas down there is like insanely expensive.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, you just drove around there.
Dumb.
But for 30 cents a gallon, Amazon Prime's little, I don't know what it was even for.
Promotion,
but
probably.
It was a promotion for something marvelous, something. But the police said it's a traffic concern. It's 30 cents a gallon. Come on. How do you not let the people get their gas for that price? Traffic
party,
be damned. You're in LA.
Party poopers.
Yeah. They poop at the parties. They poop at the parties. Okay. Let's see here now. P1 Social Q&A. Do it every single Friday at this time. If you had to live in one fictional world, which would you choose? Hunger Games or Handmaid's Tale?
I don't know what Handmaid's Tale is.
Me neither.
Well, then you just asked a question that I don't know the answer to.
Hunger Games, then.
Then a guy would definitely go Hunger Games. I think Handmaid's
Hunger
Tale...
Hunger Games, you got to kill everybody and survive.
Hunger Games is like a fight for your life, basically.
What's Handmaid's Tale? Does everybody hold hands?
I think there's a servant, subservitude. I don't know. People are servants in there, I think, maybe.
Oh.
So it might be a question of would you rather fight for your life or like be a servant?
Or Tom Benson.
or be Tom Benson's valet.
Yeah. Okay, you only get five condiments the rest of your life. Which are they? But you get unlimited amounts. What five are you going with?
Five's a lot.
That is a lot.
I mean,
I only need two.
Yeah.
Ooh, which are they? That's a good question. What two?
Frank's Red Hot.
Ooh, good one.
Ranch.
Yeah, I'm going Tapatio in a ranch. I
very
love
good.
Tapatio.
Yeah.
Very good hot sauce. But yeah, if it's
well
two,
done.
That's what it is.
I might have to throw sriracha in there.
Sriracha is good.
Okay. And what else? Ranch?
I think ranch
maybe.
Is, yeah.
Maybe that.
Okay,
I don't know. I like a good mustard too.
Like. I just was gonna say he's gonna go Bay Area elitist and go like a honey mustard.
Go, Did I say honey?
You gonna go yellow mustard? Straight yellow mustard?
Pardon I would. Me. I might go with a mustard because it's good for sandwiches. It's good for barbecue. There, it serves multiple purposes. And I kind of feel like you can't
move forward.
In condiments, you can't move forward without a ketchup mustard, one of the two.
I could go without ketchup the rest of my life.
Could you go with ketchup and mustard for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. I don't need it at all whatsoever. Brings no influence at all. No value.
What do you feel like? This one says Burgerville sauce. I love Arctic Circle fry sauce. Mm-hmm. Do they still have the Arctic Circle in McMinnville? Text line, let me know. Because that's the last standing Arctic Circle that I knew of. Their fry sauce was so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I had my fair share of In-N-Out, and I had double-doubles protein style.
Yeah. Wow.
What are you owing me? I don't want the bun, dude. Don't you dare put animal style, protein style. You got to know the secret menu.
I know.
No, I know.
I know. I'm just judging you for not getting a bun.
I don't need a bun. I don't need to have bun.
I mean, don't get defensive. I'm just saying. It's a burger.
A burger.
A1 steak sauce and ketchup.
Quite similar.
You remember when steak sauce was a thing, though?
A1?
No, like, yeah, but having like steak sauce was like a thing. Like the 90s.
You're at El Gaucho? Anybody have any A1?
Can you give me some Heinz 57, please? Hmm? No, nobody does that anymore. No. Okay, let's see here. Other ones. No, I'm not doing five beverages. Ooh, Newport has an Arctic Circle. That's good to know. let's see here. I am trying to find some of these questions. You guys are just lighting us up. Ooh.
Cholula?
Yeah, hot sauce.
I know, but it's kind of down my list. It's solid, but it's down on the list.
See, I like Cholula better than Tapatio.
I agree. Tapatio is a little too spicy.
That's what I like about it.
I know.
Clears your... Ooh, if you guys could only have one... it says ethnic food the rest of your life, Thai, Indian, Mexican, American, Italian. Which one are you going with? Italian. Hands down. That one is easy for me.
Thai, Indian...
It's like a nation's food. Like, are you going?
I'm gonna go Japan.
Sushi boy.
I'm going because you get sushi, you get ramen, you get teriyaki, you get kind of the izakaya style, like just grilled hibachi type stuff. There's a lot of variety there.
What would we say is specifically American? Because I would go barbecue, like American barbecue,
Southern barbecue. Yeah.
That's what I would have to have because I need a lot. I need the carnivore style. So if I'm going to go there, but I'm not talking burgers and fries.
Well, and even like, I think if you're thinking like burgers and hot dogs, like those both came from Germany.
True.
Sausages and Very Hamburg.
True. Exactly.
Mm.
So yeah, I think it probably would
and
be a
sauerkraut.
Barbecue. That or it's like maybe it would be like a steak and potatoes type dish, like steak and mashed potatoes, American meal.
Oh, you get Kobe beef too, Japanese buck.
Okay.
You sure do.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
It's either that or Mexican for me.
Yeah, I'm going Italian just because I love pasta. You can get seafood. You can get beef if you want it. You can get whatever you want.
I got a question for you. Yeah, what is the worst or most tricked sauce out there on the market that we were all sold on? You're like, this is some special kind of sauce.
That I don't like.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame. What the heck is that? What? Thousand Island and relish? That's what I was sold on for years.
Yeah, that's what the In-N-Out sauce is too.
That's what I'm saying. It's all a trick. It's not that good.
No, it is. It's really good.
Thousand Island is the worst dressing on the planet.
It's okay.
I like Thousand Island.
It's the worst.
Okay.
It's good on a pastrami.
I mean, you're getting really feisty about your foods here, bud.
I know. You got to be specific. We were trying to get specific.
Would you rather watch the Ducks win a national championship or Blazers win the NBA Finals?
This question's for you guys.
I think this question's just for Dusty.
I think
Blazers.
It is too.
I would take the Ducks. You would take the Blazers.
Most definitely.
Dusty would
take the Blazers too.
There you go.
So heaven's not close.
That's not close.
No. Rip City.
Yeah, Blazers for sure.
Okay. for the rest of your life, you can only drink water or one other beverage of your choice. You can only choose one.
Water? These are a lot of like...
People are getting very foodie right now.
I'm taking water.
We need water to live.
Oh, I thought it was
water and something else.
Assuming you also get water, what would your one beverage of choice be?
No, I think it was water or anything else.
But only one thing.
Yeah, no, I'm going with that.
Unsweetened iced tea. That's you know.
Unsweetened iced tea.
We've opened up Pandora's, just saying that came from Jesse. But sweet tea is so much sugar. Very good though. Water.
Yeah, I'm going water too.
Water.
All right, 55305. It's a big day here in the state of Oregon. We'll tell you why next on The Fan. Everyone's watching. Long week it's been for us, Cleland.
Talk about I worked 4 days. I don't know about you. No, I have 4 days? Yeah, I did 4 days. You did 2 days.
I did two. These 2 day work weeks are hard, but we're here. We made it.
We're on the Golic and Wingo style.
Are they ever going to be on their show again?
I think that's the over 55 crew. You can just do what you need.
Honestly, where are they? Where are they?
Yeah. You should call it the sit in show. That's what they should call it. Hey, welcome to ESPN's The Sit-In Show.
If you were to say that a little too fast, it would be...
Sit.
Woof. Woof. Okay. We got a big one today. We got a big one, folks.
What?
4 o'clock. Espen.
Oh.
The boys from Sprague.
Where is Sprague?
South Salem.
Okay, South Salem.
You know where South Salem. Enchanted Forest is?
No.
Okay.
But I've heard about it.
Right off the Kubler exit there in Salem, heading southbound.
Yeah.
That's the, it's very South Salem, Southwest Salem. Sprague Little League playing in the Little League World Series, 4 o'clock.
Good stuff.
I'll go ahead. I'll start it. I've got beef with Elizabeth in New Jersey because of this. The entire state of New Jersey.
Why?
Because that's who Oregon's playing. New Jersey. Playing New Jersey Little League in this thing.
Go get those East Coast boys.
How awesome is it, though? These kids get to begin Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
They're all dialed in. New bats, new helmets, pants, gloves.
And then they got to go into the Major League game where it's only Little League parents and players.
Yeah.
And coaches that get to go into that thing, and then I think a few select community members that get raffled off tickets.
Pretty cool.
They get to go see a big league game in Williamsport. This is something that these kids are going to remember forever, and good luck to the little guys in Sprague Little League taking on New Jersey today. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So cool. Very Always dreamed of playing in that as a kid.
Oh, of course you do. I mean, you get there, you know you're going to be on ESPN and all that gear. Yeah, it's... pretty awesome experience for those guys.
Yeah.
Look at all those little 12-year-olds and 11-year-olds just out there. We're watching a game right now. It looks like Virginia.
That is it. VA.
Just beat Rhode Island.
Oh. I was going to start swearing in a Boston accent.
Nah.
Wow.
Pocky cod, have it yad.
Ooh. This is this the sign stealing team?
I guess there was a controversy. There was a controversy.
What's
something
going
to do
on?
With, there was some stealing of the signs. That's a it's part of baseball.
Wait a minute.
How about you change your floating indicator?
In Little League, there's sign stealing.
There's sign stealing in everything. This is what we do. If you're not conceal it, you know what the worst thing that's happened to baseball and softball?
What?
Wrist signals.
Wrist signals.
Yeah. It's gotten to the point where you can't signal anything anymore. So you have to wear a wrist.
Oh, the wrist coach.
Like a quarterback.
So bad.
Like,
next thing you know, coach is going 3-7-4. Catcher looks at his arm. Pitcher looks at his arm. 3-7-4. You got to tell the kid to throw a changeup.
Well, yeah, that's what coaches do.
What happened to catchers just going, hey, man, throw a strike? Throw a damn strike.
a lot. I don't, like, Cy Young was the last pitcher to do that?
Let me ask you a question. Do you see professionals wearing wrist signals?
I don't know. I don't pay attention
again,
that much.
I know. I'm old man.
You're on old man on the porch.
No. It's more softball. Softball does all this stuff. They have all these signs. They actually have defenses, which you got to shift based on the defense. I understand. Yeah. I get it. But when Little League baseball coaches are out there, 3-7-4.
I mean, that's a hard stance on this.
No, it's not a hard stance. It just is.
Wow.
I didn't know this. Stealing signs in Little League baseball is literally against the written rules. It is in the rule book.
It is. You can bend that rule a little bit.
Well, if you don't get caught, you can't prove that they did it.
Right. How do you prove that they're stealing signs?
New Jersey was not the sign stealers. Rhode Island is.
The umpire saying, I saw you.
If you're calling pitches and you're sitting in the dugout and you put up a two to look at your catcher and the guy in the dugout goes, watch the curveball. Wait, what do you want to do? He's stealing my sign.
I can't say
watch the curveball. How do you prove
apparently
it?
Apparently not.
If Bill Belichick is out there?
Spygate. You know, Little League, some dude in dad in cargo shorts is videotaping out there in the outfield. You know that.
This guy's about football. I think it's even worse for football. That's just me. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of that wrist crap other than the quarterback. I think the quarterback should have it. I don't think offensive linemen and all these position kids should be running around with a wrist thing telling him what play it is. Either huddle up or understand your signal from the side. I don't like the wrist stuff.
Why?
I don't. I've never liked it because you know what they started doing?
Hmm.
They started putting those wrist guard things on the offensive linemen, and the offensive linemen started learning, and they were told, step left. That was their assignment. They didn't understand the actual concept of why they were stepping
left. Yeah, they're not learning football.
It just said an angle. It said step left, block right, block straight.
God.
What are you doing? That you're not teaching them football.
You're not helping.
So you're not and they're not understanding why they're doing it, and it wasn't helping. The quarterback, I do get it. It's important for them.
Hmm. Yeah, that sucks, dude. That's not football.
That's not football.
You're just telling a kid where to step.
You're teaching him an assignment. That's lazy coaching, and that's trying to actually coach for speed. That's their version of trying to Chip Kelly it.
Mm. I don't think that really does it. Ooh, yeah, we should have some juice on the line here. Brandon Sprague, because it is Sprague Little League.
Sprague.
Versus Mike Lynch, because he's from Jersey. They've got to have something on the line here, right? In the New Jersey versus
Sprague. Is Sprague also from Salem, or is it just because he's his name?
No, he went solely just because of his name. He's from Park Rose.
Yeah, he went to Park Rose. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Sprague's kind of from everywhere. You know?
Well, he's very Oregon.
He's from Park Rose.
These guys are very Oregon.
He's from up in Seattle,
Sprague
too.
They are local locals.
Local, you call them local yokels?
No, locals. Super locals.
Mm. Okay. Well, that's it. We got Sprague Little League 4:00. Good luck to them. The winner of Louisiana versus Hawaii. Why is Hawaii such a baseball hotbed?
They are really good at baseball. Very good at baseball. Small island. Maybe their whole Little League is just one island. See, most Little Leagues are just the neighborhood.
Sure. That could be it. I don't know. It's like the whole region, I guess. You could just regionally
make an all-star team.
Makes it fair, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it for us this week. We'll be back next week. Full week of shows, folks. Monday all the way through Friday. Up next, you have The Herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 to noon. Noon to 3 is Dirt and Sprague, 3 to 7. Primetime with Isaac and Sook. Have a great Friday. We will see you Monday right here on The Fan. Good luck, Sprague Little Leaguers.
Hi, my name's Alfred D'Elia. At home, they call me Big Al, and I have dingers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.